Lecture 32, Ancient Maya Civilization.
Now we move southwards into Central America, and we spend two lectures describing Mesoamerican civilization. You'll recall that I define Mesoamerica as that area of Central America, both lowland and highland, where civilizations arose in pre-Columbian America. I'm going to describe Mesoamerican civilization in two parts. Lecture 32, this one, describes the lowland states, principally Maya civilization, while Lecture 33 examines civilization in the highlands, culminating with the magnificent Aztec civilization. In this lecture, we'll begin by describing the ancient roots of lowland civilization in the Olmec cultures of the Gulf lowlands. We examine the distinctive institutions, art styles, and religious beliefs which were the Olmec legacy to Mesoamerican civilization. Next, we'll analyze the origins of ancient Maya civilization and the institution of Maya kingship, which was central to this society. We describe the first great Maya centers at Nakmi and El Mirador, then classic Maya civilization with its competing city-states and dynasties of powerful rulers. We'll concentrate on the major kingdoms and show how Maya society came under major stress in the late first millennium AD. And then finally, we'll discuss the causes of the ancient Maya collapse in about AD 900. We should stress this wasn't a total collapse. It was a collapse in the southern highlands, in the southern lowlands. In the northern lowlands, Maya civilization continued right up to Spanish conquest and beyond. The origins of Mesoamerican civilization date to the remote past, to a time when maize and bean farmers flourished over a wide area of the highlands and lowlands of Central America. The Mesoamerican highlands are defined by two great mountain chains which run down the coastlines of Central America until they reach the east-west volcanic chain, the Mesa Central, which forms the central plateau. The inland basin of the Valley of Mexico, with its five lakes, was the heart of the highlands, for thousands of years the center of economic and political life. The low-lying limestone peninsula of the Yucatan, with its dense tropical rainforest, forms the heart of the Mesoamerican lowlands, also defined by the low-lying hot Veracruz and Tabasco coastal plains, and by the heavily forested coastal strip along the Gulf of Honduras. I repeat, in this lecture, we're going to talk about lowland Mesoamerican civilization, and then in the next one, we'll move up on the highlands. But we begin with some commonalities. By 2000 BC, sedentary farming villages were commonplace throughout Mesoamerica. The farmers of the tropical lowlands used slash-and-burn agriculture to cultivate soils of only low to moderate fertility. But in swampy areas, they also developed small areas of raised fields, the predecessors of more extensive field systems in later Maya times. Here, as in other parts of the world, the very diversity of the Mesoamerican lowland environment made everybody dependent on neighbors near and far, living in different surroundings. And from the earliest times, trade networks linked the lowlands and the highlands in an interdependency, which was one of the persistent themes of Mesoamerican civilization. By the middle of the second millennium BC, the egalitarian societies of earlier times were giving way to much more elaborate societies in which ritual and social ranking played an increasingly important part. Ritual and social ranking, the engines which drove much of Mesoamerican civilization.